Hagudin Erev Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. When one thinks of the different chalakim of Torah, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, within the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, it's very clear that Zra'im, Noshim, Mayed, Zra'im dealing with halachas of seeds and ground, Mayed dealing with halachas of Yamim Taivim, Noshim dealing with halachas of marriage. That's certainly a God-given halachas. And only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam could have told us and made up those halachas. And when dealing with Kachim and Taharais, two of the other halakim of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, it's also very clear that it comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam could have created Hilchas Tuma and what is considered Tame and Tumas Ohel and Tumas Maga, things that happen from touching. But when it comes to Nizikin, damages, which is what a lot of Parshas Mishpatim is dealing with, Bein Adam L'Chaveray, one might have thought that maybe it's something which a person might come up with it on their own. And who needs the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Who needs Hashem and the Torah to make up those rules? It's something that we could have figured out on our own. Rashi tells us, V'eile HaMishpatim, whenever it says V'eile with a Vav, that's Maisif al Harishayim, that's adding to the earlier ones. Rashi tells us, just like the earlier halachas are from Sinai, also these halachas are from Sinai. And for that reason, one can't go to a Gayesha court, even if they know that the court of law, American law, or whatever society he's living in, will paskin, will judge, the same way the Torah does. It's still a problem. Because there's a tremendous difference between Chachmas HaTorah, Yashrus HaTorah, and the quote-unquote civility of the law of the land that we live. Sometimes, as we are living amongst society, we have a hard time ourselves deciphering and discerning the great difference of Tairas Emes and law. This upcoming Shabbos, we are going to have an opportunity, and I am looking forward to be able to spend the Shabbos at the yearly retreat. I look forward to it each year because it's a Shabbos where there are incredible mechanchim and mechanchos and rabbonim that give us the opportunity to stop and recalibrate what's considered correct, what's not considered correct, what the Torah is telling us to do. And not only that, what a great opportunity for us to spend time with like-minded people, with people who are all trying to grow and strive. We look forward, my family and I look forward to greeting you next Shabbos, Parshas Truma.